Good day, guys.
Yeah, welcome to episode 2 of
WUSOMANIAX.
So, if I was the agenda for today,
today we're looking at the Alcon, the match day 3, the last games every team had to play.
Last group games,
yes. And then talk about the semifinals, who isn't playing who. And then we look at the under 17 Women's World Cup. The Black Maidens, what happened?
The Black Maidens are out.
I see what happened. But you.
But they're out.
Don't do that.
If they're out.
We'll get into it. So,
but the thing is, they are out.
Oh, yes, we are out. We understand.
We are out of everything.
Yeah. Sadly, 2018, they're out of everything.
We are out of 2018.
Literally.
As well.
So,
let's just get started. Well, today we've done what we kept the nonsense chat at 2 minutes. So yeah, it's a progress. It's happening for you. All right. So
Anyways. So we played.
Start with the Ghana match.
Of course, let's not
end with the Ghana match. Let's end with the Ghana match because now we have a lot to say about the Ghana Cameroon match. So let's
fine.
So let's start with the Nigeria Equatorial Guinea match.
Nigeria, because it was an interesting match.
No, that one ties into our. I mean, the Ghana match. It's like the two were twins on that day. So
okay, Nigeria or Equatorial?
Nigeria, Equatorial Guinea. I mean, we all knew, and when I say we, myself
and me,
everyone else who watched the match, who was going to watch the match, all the players, everybody
knew that Equatorial Guinea came to dash points.
Yes,
literally.
And that Nigeria was going to be
which
on
I
top.
Actually find a bit, I don't use the word surprising though. I mean, they've won the Alcon twice,
yes.
So I don't know if it's falling out of players or new players. I don't know.
Oh, I think when was the last time they won it?
I don't know. Let's check. But see, the point is they came to dash points, they dashed 3 points.
The last 3 points is what the teams they played with.
Yeah, so Nigeria scored them six solid goals.
No, but you see, the thing is, if you look at the score lines from all their three matches, it's 5-6-7.
Yeah, so at least, but so what happened? If you're able to get 5 goals, why do you increase it as you are going?
Increase it to 7, and then you
come back by
increase
one.
Increase it to 6.
But that one was 7-1, so let's just say 6. Because at least they took one away.
It was 6.
Don't do that to them.
It was 7. It wasn't 6. They scored them 7. They didn't score
Pick
them
yourself.
6. I can't find the thing.
She can't find it. But my point is that I just think probably the players that won are either retired or old. I'm not saying dead, but just retired.
Yeah, let's just see the last time they won it. That would be all. Keep talking.
That's like, wait, what is it? Nigeria scored.
Keep talking.
Oshuale's game was on point that day too. She scored, I think, 2 or 3 goals. And that's compared to when they played, was it South Africa that she was missing a lot of chances?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was South Africa. I think she was being selfish. Well, I think, I know Irama also thinks she was being selfish, even though it's her twin. Yes, I said it out loud. Her twin sister. She see me rolling my eyes as I'm saying.
I don't see you rolling any eyes.
Not you. I'm talking about them, not you. So, Shana's game was on point on that day. They came out winners and they ended the group in the second position. Mm-hmm. And then South Africa and Zambia. For me, I thought South Africa was going to massacre Zambia. I mean, they took 4 from Nigeria, didn't they?
Zambia
took.
Yeah, took 4 from Nigeria. Yeah,
took 4 from Nigeria. So Nigeria, I figured. Oh, then South Africa too. South Africa scored Nigeria. So the game started.
Okay, Found it. So Equatorial Guinea won in 2008 and 2012.
So 10 years and 6 years ago.
Yeah.
But I mean, even if 6 years ago, you had players retiring. So when they getting players to replace?
I don't know. We are not in Equatorial Guinea, so we cannot see.
But I'm just saying. So I mean, so how many goals? See, 5, 7. That's 12. Then what? 6. Why? 18 goals. 18 goals conceded. You took just one back. Anyways, so South Africa, Zambia. South Africa scored a beautiful goal. Then Zambia surprised South Africa with a counter-attack and also scored.
I think the Zambians played well in that match.
Oh yeah, they do well on counter. That's one thing they really use to their advantage.
So, but I was hoping South Africa would have scored like more.
What? Nine points. 9 points, senior league. Why? Are you using juju or something? Anyway, South Africa and Zambia match ended 1-1.
Zambia out.
Yes, but Zambia is out. And so is Equatorial Guinea.
Equatorial Guinea.
No, because I said they came to dash. Stop shouting.
I want to say it.
Out, out.
Out. You are also out.
So anyway, so, yeah.
Ghana.
Wait. We discovered something over the weekend.
What?
So South Africa, they have a performance analyst who actually videos all their matches or records their matches. I think it's actually a very smart thing to do.
Okay.
To increase sports play.
The thing is, other countries do it.
But
I don't know why.
We are talking about Africa.
So I'm
how many African countries do it?
I'm comparing us to outside.
So Africa to outside.
Yes.
Okay. Fine.
Because, you know, I follow the US team.
Please. I know you live with the team.
Religiously, yes. So I know for a fact that
they
part of their training or what do you call it? Preparations and whatnot. After they play matches or whatever, they go back and they watch the match they played and they assess if there are things they can do better. They jot that down and try to do that. And, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, that is what I'm saying. That I find it that people find it surprising that the South Africans are doing it, which means that
we
are lacking on that front.
Yes, yeah. I think, as I'm saying, I thought everyone does. It's like outside. You see, you like when you're watching documentaries of teams and all that, you see them. Like
they
a
have
few minutes in their video, they are watching.
Okay, well,
they are watching themselves play.
Maybe we should give the other teams or ourselves benefits of the doubt.
I'm not giving them the benefit.
Give your country benefits of the doubt.
I'm not giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Maybe
because
we don't.
This is why I'm saying I'm not giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Why?
Because I don't know if you realize that when South Africa, you watched the match, right? When South Africa was playing Zambia, realize that the Cameroonian players were in the stands. They were in the stands watching the match. So even if they don't record, they are watching their opponents play. I never saw the Ghanaians sit.
Maybe they were in the VVVIP area.
They literally went out. We saw them leaving the stadium.
I didn't see them leaving.
I saw them leaving the stadium. When they climbed the VVIP section, they descended.
We don't know if they left the stadium or if they went to the VVIP section. Because we don't know how to get
Okay,
there.
Fine.
So let's just give them the benefit of the
doubt. This is why I'm not giving them the benefit
of the doubt.
Because from the Algerian match into the Mali match, which the referee ultimately destroyed the match for us, no two ways about it. But our players didn't also put on their optimum performance. Yes. Some of them may be listening, but well.
And we thank you for listening.
But I mean, overall, as compared to even how you played with South Africa, a friendly match.
Yeah. Mali match was a bit.
So even the Mali match, yeah.
The referee didn't.
Yeah, so the referee. The referee spoiled the match, yes. I mean, the referee was trying to get under the skin of our players. Nice. So one thing I was thinking was that the coach should have tried to get his players to calm down because the Malians started getting injured
Okay, but on the field. I guess we are not talking about the Mali.
I'm just saying that's probably
let's just give them. We don't know if the other countries
says we should give them the
find a way to record. But in my head, but this is the one that has come out and we've seen. So yeah.
Anyways, so semifinals.
No, we didn't talk about the Ghana Cameroon.
Please, I don't want to go off course. So you talk.
That match was very, very
interesting.
Interesting, emotional, gut wrenching. I mean, you could see that everybody's, you know, hopes were in that match. Before I continue, I'll just like to say that it seems Ghana, we like putting ourselves in this
must win.
Numbers
slim to none chances
calculation situation.
Somebody must win, then we must qualify,
and then even that one card, we must score some number of goals and they must lose by some number of goals. And I mean, it's stressful to have to do that, because once we were watching the game, when it was halftime, we went to buy water. And then we wanted to know what was going on in the Mali Algeria match.
Luckily, there was a team
and,
there.
And I'm sure at that moment, every Ghanaian was also an Algerian fan.
Yes, exactly.
We were also supporting Algeria. So we realized, I mean, when we were buying the water, then we realized that it was Algerians were leading by a goal to nil. Come and see that we were happy. As if they finished the match and they won.
But we were happy. Because first of all, Algeria was also putting up a fight. They didn't want to go home losing or something.
Yeah, I was very surprised that they were able to score Mali 2. And we weren't able to score Mali 2. But anyway, that is also another discussion for another day. So, in fact, that game, man, my heart was beating throughout the whole end. The keeper.
Let's not go there first, relax. So the Ghana match. The Ghana match, we started well.
Yes, and we could see that
they
really put their all in it. They were playing their hearts out. They really wanted to impress. They wanted to go through and to win the match by like all means necessary. Hey, necessary.
So whatever happened, yes.
Yeah, so we appreciate your efforts. We appreciate
they did score.
That.
The players did.
Yes.
They said you didn't give blames, but let's really talk about it. The players managed to convert a free kick into a goal. And we're happy.
We're happy. Come and say,
when he was screaming, even those in the VVIP section were jubilating. That place, I heard they don't jubilate too much, but they were really jubilating. Anyway,
yes,
so
I was really happy. I was like, goodness, once we've scored one, we can score two, we can score three. Like, just let's get this momentum going.
Then they get a fast break for a counter. And before we realize, I don't know what the keeper was trying to do.
We all don't know what the keeper was trying to do.
And I also really don't know why Shemi came out of the pool.
Maybe she thought she could get the ball.
We literally just watched the replay and the defender was telling her to go back. Because the defender was covering.
Maybe she thought... You see, we were sitting in the stands. Okay. We're not on the pitch with her. Maybe from where we were sitting, we saw that, but this ball is gone. No. And it's like, even the Cameroonian player has to even run further to go and catch up with the ball. But maybe from where she was on the pitch, you know, because she could see, she was closer to what was happening. She thought she could get there in time and catch the ball, but she didn't get there and she caught the player's legs.
If you're a keeper and your reaction time is no good, don't try that. Simple. Yes, yes, I wasn't on the field watching, but I wasn't on her, like beside her in spirit or whatever, as she was going to catch the ball. But I was in the stand, and what we're sitting to was actually closer than where we went to sit the last time. So we saw, I don't know if she didn't notice, but we saw the Cameroonian that she was not running to control the ball, And she hadn't controlled the ball.
And the defenders were also tracking back. They were
exactly. So me, in my head, as the keeper was going to cover, she was just going to try and stall and probably hope her defenders are in the pool and then try and get the ball. Because if you look at the way the Cameroonian was going after the ball, she was not even thinking about chipping the ball over the keeper, which would have actually been the greater or best option for her. She had lost control of the ball and she was running to get it back. So if you do
lose control,
like I'm just
not catching up to the ball.
Let's just say
the first touch me, the ball get away from
her. Let's just say she didn't have the control, because yes, it was a counter. She was somebody passed the ball to her, and then she was running to exactly. So yes, and that happened. And trust me, when the keeper threw her hand or dived, and where the ball was, Irama.
So I mean,
before I realized, my hands were on my head in the stand, and when I turned, even a Cameroonian sitting by me was like, oh, "That's that."
I wasn't a man sitting by
me. He's a Ghanaian and a Cameroonian.
Oh, okay. And so who was his support?
He said it was either way, because either way, the two of us will go. Do you understand? So he was excited about the whole thing.
Yeah.
She was like, "You don't do that as a goalkeeper." So then he tapped me and he says, "Is this the keeper who caught during the Mali match?" Because I was like, no.
Anyway, speaking about that, was she injured in the Mali match? Is that what prompted the coach?
I think the so-called penalty the ref took. The penalty, you know that penalty.
Oh, but that one was a penalty.
The Malian actually hit the keeper.
Ah, you mean the one that the ref was the 12th Mali player.
I'm not talking about the Cameroonian penalty. That penalty, if the ref didn't take it, like, we'll go on the phone and go and take it for them. Because it was a penalty. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm talking about the game against Mali. The collision that happened over there, it hit the keeper's head. So I don't know if it's because of that she was not able to play or something. She didn't really leave the pitch, but they treated her on the pitch, yes. And we didn't really see blood or anything.
Really sad.
So she couldn't play.
She couldn't play.
Then Faustina Tuk also couldn't play.
Yes.
As a defender.
That
well.
Was also
good. Even though the number four did well. Like the number four.
Oh, the number four, she's solid. Oh, I don't know her name. Exactly. Sorry that we are calling you number four, but hey. She was very solid.
Yes.
Calm. Yes. She's like.
I mean, she held.
I'm sure every coach would want to have a defender like that in their team.
She knows what to do when the boys come.
So, in fact, after that penalty,
we started becoming more of Algerians than Ghanaians. We kept asking.
You could see that all the other players, their vim just dropped.
Won't your vim drop?
You could see it's as if it's like a, I don't know. You see the Sims? Sims.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you've played Sims before.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen when they are doing something, like maybe when they are cooking or uh-huh. something, that bar, no, that fills up. So, let's say. why are you laughing? I'm showing you something, you're laughing.
I'm just imagining how the thing just dropped.
So let's say that band on each of the players' heads, the queen's heads, mm-hmm. it was full and even shining or something.
Very red.
Then when she just considered the penalty, let's say it dropped to like half.
Hey.
That is when they considered the penalty. Because mm-hmm. we don't know whether they will score, or the keeper will catch it, or they'll miss it. It's one of three.
Let me come and see.
Wait,
when
the
penalty
finish.
Happened. Like, no. Wait, relax.
Let me finish showing you what I'm showing you. Then when they scored, then they are the rest of the blue in the bar just shut down. It's empty. Maybe the bar cry itself was even fading.
This is what I'm
so their vim just came down. And
the vim came to see. This is literally the reaction of all the players when the keeper did that. When she did that, everybody knew it was a penalty.
Of
then number 17, I also don't know her name, I'm sorry. But I mean, that was a just the Ghanaian number, the left seed that scored a goal. When that happened, this is what she did. She put her hands on her head and went on her knees. Irama, that is literally from shining red to faded.
I said blue.
Or blue or red. Me, I'm saying red.
Blue.
Okay, blue, fine. So the bar had faded. That's what happened. Because after that, the player's performance was just...
It came down. And I mean, it's understandable. If we were...
That's what I'm saying. Like, you wouldn't... Your vim dropped.
Exactly. Of course, all drops. So, and then in the Mali-Algeria match too, then Mali...
I realized Mali was leading.
They won, then they equalized, and then they were leading, and then they won. So which meant that even if we had scored another goal, still out. If we had scored three goals, still out. You know, so...
So that's what happened.
That's what happened. But even though we are out, we are out.
No
money. So anyways, even though we are out, I would just like to say this, that to the queens, I mean, Ghanaian, ordinary Ghanaian fans or whatever are complaining that you guys didn't do well, didn't play well.
Disappointed. When did they went?
They prefer the black maidens over you, which I don't get when people compare them to the. It's not even an 20. That is like the lowest level.
Thank you.
So if at the lowest level they are performing, you can't compare lowest level to senior most level. I don't know what is wrong with those people who are tweeting that. To those people, please, it's too different.
Okay, it's so different between those two levels.
So I mean, we appreciate your efforts, the Queens. You guys played well, and this is the first time that maybe the Queens have been involved in a tournament that has caught the whole country by fire or by something. Because growing up, I knew that we have black queens. They are there. Was that when Mimunatu was?
Yeah, around that time.
And at that time, I wasn't as into, you know, really watching it because I didn't know where.
Because you don't know where to watch it.
Yeah, exactly. So
even they're not showing it.
So it's like they play tournaments, they play my, but then we don't hear anything. Those who hear, maybe they're grown ups, don't hear, but we, their children, we don't hear
anything.
So this is really the first time in my life or
in our lives
memory that, you know, the women's team is playing a tournament, or maybe it's even also because of the fact that we were hosting it.
People could have also decided not to show up, because even in Cape Coast, where Ghana was not playing, people were still going to the stadium.
Yeah, that was,
I think, it was a good atmosphere.
Yeah, so we thank you that we're able to watch you. This is my first time watching them,
like
in a stadium.
I can't believe you said Philly. But yes, I think it was a very...
It was awesome.
To be a very cherished time.
Yes.
And those that don't know, we know that people were already playing your leagues. Some of you have been playing Champions Leagues before you came down to come and train and all that. And we know the stress of all that. But I mean, you still came, put up your best. And even though we're not able to win. They put in a lot of character in the game.
Yes, so this is just the beginning of, you know, more awesome things to happen. But the Queens, fingers crossed.
Yeah, we are literally crossing.
Yeah, so Ghana out, Algeria out, Equatorial Guinea, Kenya out. Zambia, please, Kenya people, I beg you. I'm just joking my joke. Zambia out. Which we play tomorrow, Tuesday. Today's Monday, so tomorrow, Tuesday, 27th,
November.
The first one is at 3:30 at the Accra Sports Stadium, and the second one is at Cape Coast at 6:30. So Cameroon be Nigeria in Accra. South Africa v Mali in Cape Coast. And for what are your predictions? Who is going to win in which match?
So you see, Nigeria has won it 8 times. Yes.
I'm tired of Nigeria winning this. Nigeria, I love you. You guys are superb. You are good.
But,
giants. Yeah. But, it's okay. Let other people win some.
This match can actually be one of two things. Very interesting or very boring.
Hope it's very interesting. It will be very interesting.
There have been matches we thought would be very interesting and then it turned out. I'm not talking about just this competition, but other competitions.
In general.
Yes, in general. So Cameroon, Nigeria. Cameroon, they have the strength,
the endurance. They also have the number, what's it?
The number 19.
And also the number 7, Gabriel something something.
Like they have.
And also in Ghana movie.
Yes.
And also the keeper.
Yes, the keeper is good. The Cameroonian team, I'm still surprised they're able to score them. Not really surprised, but surprised. I mean, with the way their keeper has been in their matches. I mean, a mistake led to the goal anyway. But we're happy about the goal.
Yes. Thank you for the mistake.
See, Cameroon has a solid team. Nigeria, their first match against South Africa, I wasn't impressed at all.
I think in that match, they came in a little bit complacent. You see, I was texting when I was watching, I was texting that it's either they are complacent and they are not taking the South Africans serious, or what? The South Africans, like,
came game has improved.
Yeah, their game has improved. You were like, is it?
It's good. Yes. I think, actually, the team we played, the South African team we played, and how they played against Nigeria, I'll not say it's because it was a friendly. No. I mean,
we don't have power. We only score them one goal.
They only score them one goal. Yes. And then they have a very good keeper too.
Yeah.
But all through, they really put in, I really think their game up, like they up their game. And I will not say they had a lot of chances. That one chance they had, they made it a goal. But Nigeria, over the bar, dribbling, and they'll dribble and then the defender will come and take the ball away. Like, selfishness, all that. So the first game, I was not really impressed in Nigeria. Then the second game,
that one, they
played Zambia. But Zambia is a strong team.
Not strong team. Not strong.
The Zambia we know, and the Zambia
not
they came to play.
Strong team.
They will beat you on the team.
Not strong team. I mean, they have improved over the years, but I will not call them a
strong.
Very, very strong team.
They're not a very, very strong team.
I won't use the word strong. I think strong is too strong. Maybe a level
they're a good team.
They're a good team. Good team, yes. No doubt about it. But
I mean,
strong.
I think Nigeria, they have very good players as well. I mean, they have Odega, they have Opamuzi.
They have my twinning.
Yes, your twinning as Suzad, Oshwala.
Yeah.
But everybody, you want me to say it out
loud? No, don't say it out loud.
They have Ojibade. But they have
Ajibade. Why you cannot pronounce your name?
Ajibade. I'm an American now. Ajibade. But I mean, they have good players. I think Odega is one crafty player. Like, she knows the game, like, on the field and in her mind.
What do you expect from, like, a Washington Spirit player?
She's good. So, I mean, if they use the teamwork they use in the other games, I really think, but they can also put up.
So, who do you think is going to win that game tomorrow?
Honestly, it goes either way.
So, I'm asking you a question. Who do you
think? I can't pick one.
Pick one.
Well, I think overall, who is going to?
No, not overall, who is going to win the tournament? No,
overall, who is going to win the match? Not looking at individual players.
Hey,
chill. Relax. I can't.
Why is that question that we've asked? Why?
No, why is that if I can't choose? You can't understand that I can't choose. I can't choose.
There's no I can't. If there was, I can't choose. I would have added it as an option. That option is not available to you. Choose one.
Well, I think Cameroon can come on top.
Okay, since you are picking Cameroon, you are picking Nigeria.
You're the same person saying that you are tired of Nigeria winning.
No, that doesn't
but
mean.
But if you don't want them to win, they must go out at this stage.
That doesn't mean they could also go out at the final. That would even be more painful.
I'm actually looking at a South Africa Cameroon final. I think that'll be very interesting.
Okay, but even the South Africa Mali match, I pegged South Africa to win.
Mali is a slippery team. I have to use the word slippery. I don't say good or great or strong. They're a slippery team. They know how to use even opponents' defenders to their advantage. That's why they easily get. Do you realize they have gotten more penalties than anyone in this tournament? They have.
I haven't realized.
They have. So it's like, as South African, I trust Van Vick, so I'm okay.
I also trust Ellis, Coach Ellis, number one Atlanta coach in Africa. Yeah. So but if we have to pray
that
and hope
that
ref.
Doesn't ref.
Does not ref in any of these
matches. Which of the matches?
And also the final match.
But if she does that in the Cameroonian match, I'm not saying, but they'll beat her. The number 19, them, they'll beat her. No. She can't come and do that.
We just have to hope that.
But I also hope that the commissioner saw what she did. So that she doesn't ref
any of these matches. In the remaining matches.
Whichever match she'll score the match.
It's a disaster.
A big disaster
for us all.
Yeah, and that's that line's woman that was on her that side.
I don't know. So moving on from the senior team to the
junior team.
Junior team.
The junior team.
The
black maidens.
The black maidens. Out. I said out because you said I should say out.
Anyway, so Black Maidens, they really started well. They scored Host Nation 5, right? 5-0.
I mean, overall, very strong, commanding performance from the Black Queens.
Black Maidens.
I think they really came into this tournament. You know, this is the third time they've been out at the quarterfinals. Yeah. So they really came, I feel that they came into this tournament
to at least go to semis.
Wanting to break that curse or whatever you call it. And I think they were really determined to do that. Looking from how they played in the first match, in the second match, and the New Zealand match. I mean, they scored combined goals. How many goals did they score?
5 against Uruguay.
So 10 goals.
Yes, 10 goals. And consider just one.
Yeah.
In their group stage.
That's
actually very impressive.
Very good stats. And so Mukarama has 7 of those goals.
7 goals.
Golden boot, here we come. Yes.
But I actually think she can get a golden boot, hands down.
She will get it.
Because when she had 4 goals, the person next to her had 2 goals.
Well, it wasn't all 3.
Okay, but then it was before when they played.
Let's check.
We can check the stats now.
We can check.
Because I know Claudia Pina has 4 goals now. And Navarro for Spain, I think she also has 3 goals now.
Okay, so
Pina has
now, Mukarama is leading the top scorers with 7. Seven goals. Then the next person has 4 goals. That's
Claudia Pina.
Pina, Spain. 4 goals. She has 4 goals. Then Jordan Huitema of Canada has 3 goals. And the rest have 2.
Most of them are out anyway.
2. Wait.
The Cameroonian is out.
Okay.
She has 2 goals.
The German is also out. The Japanese is
Jimenez
out.
Jimenez has 2 goals.
The New Zealander is still in.
Yes.
And North Korean person is out. US out. Yeah.
So yes, right now, the only people chasing her is actually Claudia Pina.
Then
Jordan.
The Canadian. And then the something
Jimenez. Then Jimenez.
But
and even Navarro
scored 5 goals in 2 matches.
That's possible.
It's possible, but no.
I don't know. I doubt.
Mukarama, I mean, that should be like...
Because even this quarterfinals, everything was... Well, apart from the Canada match, which they beat Germany 1-0. The rest of... In penalties. Germany-Canada match, was it penalties?
No.
The rest of the matches were decided by penalties.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I think I talking about it.
No.
So, either way... I mean, penalties was our undoing again.
Yeah, once it got to penalties, I just knew that we're out. Because Ghana and penalties, two don't go well.
I don't know.
We really, really need to look at our penalty taking. Yes, across all the national teams, both men and women.
Mukarama did play a good penalty. I just don't know where the others passed.
The others, the keeper saved them.
No, you see, this is what I mean. Mukarama played a good penalty, like a very good penalty in the sense that she didn't let the keeper know where she was going. And the ball was too far, even though the keeper went in the right way.
The keeper went in the right direction.
Yes, like when I say you didn't like show the keeper
the ball
where,
was at the corner.
The penalty, I don't know who played that. It was our second penalty that the keeper got, or the third. The second. Before she played the ball, the keeper was going there. So the keeper's body was halfway there, and she caught the ball. Do you understand? But Mukarama's penalty was such that even if the keeper touches the ball, he will still enter the pool. There's a way players give off their direction already. So the keeper knows that I just have to throw myself so hard.
Now, before we continue, so the coach decided to take out the keeper and replace with
for 90 minutes
another keeper. Now, when that happened, I'm sure everyone thought that, this keeper is a champion penalty keeper. So maybe she's coming to save their penalty shots left, right, center. So we're all hoping that will be the case. Then the penalty started, and then first, she didn't, I'm coming. Abi, it's a story I'm telling. I don't want me to tell my story. Why are you getting the ahead of me? So, okay. The first Mexican kicked, then she scored. So I was thinking, okay, so this is the first kick. Maybe she's just getting, because I haven't seen her. Has she played?
She never caught. I didn't see her in the
play. I also haven't, maybe, I mean, we could be wrong, but I, so far, it's just the first keeper
that
I've seen play this whole tourney, so.
It's because that first keeper has her head cut, and the other one had braids.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm saying that I never saw her in the pool.
We never saw this penalty keeper in the, like, ever catch. So, I'm guessing maybe, you know, she's taking the first kick to, like, get into things. So, I thought, the second one, then maybe she'll catch it. So, the second one, too, she didn't catch. Now, I'm glad she moved. I don't know whether she moved or she didn't move, but she didn't catch. But if I'm on the front, I'll ask you, you have to answer.
I don't know, I forgot that. You were giving me updates at the point.
Exactly. You weren't watching. So then the third one, that one too, no catch. Then the fourth one too, no catch. So zero catches.
The fourth one that even like kills my spirit.
She could have caught that.
The girl literally played a baby penalty. How can a keeper be alert when her hands are on her knees? Before she could do this.
You want that one?
That's the last one I watched. I couldn't even cry. Honestly, because I was like,
the tears were logging your eyes.
Even the commentator was saying that was a penalty that the keeper should have caught and put her country back in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
She didn't catch it.
Maybe her ball or something.
Chito, why did you make this change?
Well, we don't know. Maybe
tension for the
Maybe tension for her. Because if you have not played the whole, you don't have any minutes under your belt in the whole tournament, and then they entrust you with such an important task, you might crumble under the pressure.
So then he could have passed them down under the pressure by letting her catch.
So I'm sure she just crumbled under the pressure, and then that was. But then, so did you watch the post-match interview? They interviewed both coaches.
No.
Did you watch Coach Adote's interview? Okay, so with that one, obviously you could see on his face the clear disappointment on his face. And he couldn't even talk. He was like, you see when you're overcome with so much emotion, like your words are running together, you cannot talk, like, you know. So in that moment, he threw the keeper under the bus. Now I don't know which keeper. I don't know if it's the original, the 90 minutes keeper or the penalty keeper. If it's the 90 minutes keeper, then I'm sure he was talking about the free kick that she considered. if it's the penalty keeper, then I'm sure it was about the fact that, oh, we've trained in the penalties in training, so I know that you are good at penalties. Come and do something for me, and you let me down. So he threw the keeper.
Coach, she's
we don't know which one.
Obviously,
I don't know which one. Maybe listeners, you can let me know which one he was talking about later. But he threw the keeper under the bus, and I saw on Twitter some people are like, okay, as a coach, even though it's in the heat of the moment, you don't throw your players under the bus in public or to the media. Yes, I mean, you can, you know, defend them or just say something, not even talk about, just say that, oh, maybe my team performed well, but you know, this is football, anything can happen. We did what we could, and in the end,
but yes, you don't throw your player under the bus.
Then when you go in the dressing room, then you go and blast hair. Then other people were also saying that, oh, what throw under the bus? If the keeper disappointed you, shall disappointed you, you have to say it.
I don't see so that,
and then someone was like, these are young kids.
You can't just
one moment name and shame and then just bring the person's confidence down. And then someone was like, oh, what confidence? If she lets you down and she didn't force, the truth is the truth.
You don't throw your player under the bus.
So if I was, is your opinion on that?
No, yes. The both keepers didn't, I mean, I don't even know why they brought the goalkeeper for the that goalkeeper for the penalty. I don't know her from training or anything. We know somebody who is part of the team who trained them, yes. But I really don't, we didn't see her in any of the games. So I don't know. I really don't know. But I think that's too much pressure in the heat of the moment.
If she had had time,
see, I mean, we can reduce the pressure. Do you realize that the goalkeeper who was in the game till she was changed, she had more confidence over the games.
Of course.
Because she had been in the pool, she had made
wanted, like a chance to redeem herself from
the penalties, exactly.
So I think he should have just gone with the 90 minutes.
So I think, you see, if you want to reduce a pressure for a keeper like that, put her in the game.
Under the bus.
Put her in the game at least, even for first half, change her.
Because even, you know, this has reminded me of back in SHS, yeah, mm-hmm. In my final year, we played this Interpol at Okwapeman.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was the captain. Give me fans.
Yeah.
So we played the first match, we won, second match, we won. Then I think we played over 2 days. So we played 2 matches in the first day, and then the next day was 1 match. So the next day match, I think, was the quarterfinals or something. And then, it went to was the quarterfinals, okay. And then it had to end in penalties. Now, honestly, I was very, like, my heart was pounding. I was like, oh no, what is happening? Why did you go to penalties? We are going to lose. And I was scared, so I didn't want to take the penalty, play any penalty. And that was because the previous year,
mm-hmm.
we had gone to play another Intercore. That one, Yvette was still there. Mm-hmm. That was the last Intercore Yvette play. Yvette, if you are listening, hey, what's up?
Benji Martin.
So in that previous year, one of the matches also went to penalties, and I missed my penalty.
You threw it away.
I think, I don't know if the keeper caught it or
can't
I
you remember exactly, you don't remember.
It's off. But I didn't score. So that insecurity from that year,
she's acting like a Samajan,
just came.
As much as I doesn't take penalties,
rushing back at that very moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told the assistant coach that I don't want to play. If I should play back, they should make me last. Like,
I think the last thing is quickly, it's critical and you're going to spoil it.
You see, like that kind, when you're under so much pressure, like even saliva is not even coming in your mouth. Like, your mouth is dry, like, heart is beating. You're like, oh my God, what's going to happen? Then the coach puts me at number 3. So then we went to play the penalties. If I was praying my phone, I was like, hey, what is this? If I miss that, and captain, if you miss your penalty,
you disrupt the team.
I shocked. So, the first person went to play, scored her penalty. Then the other team too scored her penalty. Then the second, our second person went to play, scored her penalty. Then the second one of the other team missed their penalty. Then it was all the pressure on me. Then I went to put the ball down. It's like, hey, well, why should I kick this ball? Should I kick this ball? If I, like, in that moment, I don't know. So then I went, you know, I took the steps back.
Scared the keeper, scared tactics.
Scared with tactics. I didn't have time for scared tactics. The keeper, I was even forgotten there was someone standing there. So the ref blew the whistle. So I went, I kicked my penalty, and it went the left corner, top corner.
Let's go.
Then I was like,
I should just throw myself on the floor.
I didn't throw myself on the floor, but the sigh of relief I breathed like inside there.
I do remember my first minute, primary school.
Then on the new clapping, I was like, I was so happy, and I just ran back to
hug. Didn't know what was happening in your head.
I shook, ran back to hug.
But my first minute, they were like, that was so much pressure. I was in primary, okay. And then the final match had gone to penalties. And then the coach said that I'll play the penalty last because I'm a left. The rest of them are righty, so that I can confuse the keeper. Okay, now this is me who has never played a penalty in a competitive game. Okay, and then they had scored three, and then they missed their fourth one. So it was up to me to make the decider. Then I think my penalty was the last penalty to play, and then we win. Or we have to play another set.
So score to win.
So and then when they started the penalties, the coaches were allowed to be one of the players as like they were sharing the. But when it was getting to mine, then they came to sack them that they should get off. So it's like, which kind of bad luck is this? Then as the coach was, he mentioned and he was like, if I'm shocked. So that's the last thing that was in my head. So they say left, so I had to play to the left. Everybody else went to the right. Then I had to play to the left. The shot I played, the keeper did catch the ball, but she couldn't hold the ball. And then the pool. Tell me, I was stuck where I was. I didn't know what was happening, but I just think it's a lot of pressure.
Look at this. This was what? SHS level. Yours was?
Mine was primary level.
Primary level, SHS level.
Yes, even though this is national or international, has not.
And that's the look at the pressure we were feeling. Exactly. And this is a national team tournament. Decider of whether you progress.
I think it's just
or whether you bow out.
I think it's just too much pressure.
She couldn't handle it.
Because we've seen, Netherlands, when they did that super sub with the keeper had caught in some of their matches. Do you understand? So even though we know
Netherlands.
Yes.
Netherlands.
Not the men.
Which game are you talking
about? Talking about the World Cup. The World Cup, not the previous World Cup, the World Cup before.
The 2018.
No, the World Cup before the 2018.
The Brazil one.
Yes.
I don't remember anything from the Brazil World Cup. Is that the one Germany won?
Yes, Germany scored.
Other than the one that Germany 7-1. That's all I remember.
But the previous World Cup, the coach did that.
And
he
also the Mani Sadam. That one I'll never forget.
So the coach had played the keeper in other matches. Yeah, he had made him catch in other matches. Yes. But he's also a very high level. But doesn't mean that he can also not crumble under pressure. He helped take off the pressure. I just think probably the coach, but you don't throw your player under the bus. No matter how sad or whatever you are, you don't do that. It's like you are taking another part of the player's confidence away. And trust me, it's very difficult to get back. So I don't think he did the right thing.
Okay, so that's that. But overall, I think the Black Maidens performed tremendously well. I mean, thumbs up to them.
I mean, they were so cool
and
composed. I was really impressed, though.
I want to say this. I don't know if this will propel us into another, talk about because the time is almost up. But I just want to say that with this under-17 team, I think we have a very good crop of players whom in a few years to come will be in the national team. Now, the thing is, if we, and when I say we, I mean the people in charge.
I think we say me and you.
What can this is what we can do, so let's just do this.
For now, we
have to, as player development is what I want to say. If we can, you know, keep them, I mean, they'll go into their under 20s as well. So they'll move from their under 20s and then the senior team. Now, if we keep, and when I want to mention a few players who make maybe the call. Obviously, I don't think, I don't know, that thing is good or bad. When you have a core.
You don't need to have one core player.
Exactly. Like, no, a core, like a group of players who are like the core. That it has its pros and cons, but that's another conversation from another day. So if this team is, they are able to groom them, train them, let them develop as they should. By the time they get into the national team, Ghana will be like the giant.
Forced to record.
Yeah. And we might even be beating, or we will even be beating the Netherlands and the USs and the rest. It's very possible.
These girls, they have a lot of composure. You see, they don't. I never saw them raise their hands for offside and not attack a ball.
Really... But I think we should give a huge thumbs up to their coach. He's done really, really well. Really well. So coach.
And the other coaches.
The head coach and the other coaches. Also, champion keeper. Yeah, she's also done. Memunat also done really well. So yeah, that's. So we are looking forward to tomorrow's games. Who are we going to watch?
It's Cameroon, Nigeria.
And Cameroon. And so...
We'll go to the stadium.
It's in Accra. Yes. So, gradually, the Alcon is coming to an end. So, it's like you're not talking again. What's up?
I'm just sad. Like, we've just...
That you are out.
We just brought back.
Hey, what is that?
I'm just a bit sad. Because I actually thought... Well, we all thought that the maidens could actually even get to the final.
Yeah, I was...
But the penalties are just the undoing of Ghanaian teams. We have to break that case. It's not actually like a case.
It's a case.
I'm not getting... More like, you see, we are in Africa. A case is different. Like, I'm just talking about the fact that we really need to perfect our penalty play.
Yeah, that
so even if you are meeting a very good keeper, we should be able to score the keeper.
Exactly.
We just need to perfect it. That's what I mean by a case. Like, really... spend much more time penalties, and if we don't want penalties, then we should also improve our scoring abilities and the finishing of our players.
Yes, okay, so
I think we are done for today.
Yes, thank you for tuning in to this episode, and we want your feedback.
Definitely.
So, tweet at us, send us a DM, follow us on Twitter at Usomaniacs GH. There's no underscore. Even you can't even know your Twitter handle.
I was getting confused.
That's W.
I hope I didn't change it.
Maniacs GH. We also have an Instagram with the same name. Follow us, tweet us, send us your comments and your submissions and blah 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 and.
We are out.
We hope you stick with us.
We are out
on this our journey.
We are out.
We are done. Yeah, so we are done. So see you next episode. And we'll be releasing episodes once
every week
on Friday.
Hopefully every Friday.
No, we'll communicate that to you. Yes, so on Friday. So stay tuned for more episodes and enjoy the rest of your week.
And I also think to make this very interactive, you could also just, if you have any topic you feel we should
discuss and dissect and whatever. Yeah, tweet at us. So peace out. Bye.